Our lesson today is not Nehemiah. It's little as much when God is in it. And, you know, just different things of how Gene always says, just be still, meditate, and let the Lord bring different things. Well, as I meditated, it was, you know, it's only a rib. That's a small portion. Only a rib is going to come out of the whole body, the church. But little is much when God is in it. And no matter how small it may be, it can be the most powerful because the rib portion is going to be the bride. And the bride is going to be in total dependence, not partial, total dependence. She knows she can do nothing without her husband. She is depending totally upon him. And then Hebrews 11:1 is faith is the substance, true substance, of things hoped for. And we need to see that. It's like faith, it is a substance of the things hoped for, but it's not just that. It's the evidence of things what? Not seen. People see by faith. And I believe the bride is believing not because she feels good, not because things are going perfect. It's because she believes the word of God, and that's all it comes down to. I choose to believe God. That's what Paul said in the midst of when there was no stars, no sun, no moon, but there was a battle going on in the ocean. And he said, I choose to believe God. Did he just, well, I just choose to believe God? No. He was spoken to. He was encouraged. And that's why he had meat to give to those on that ship. They needed to hear and they needed to take that meat and eat it. And they became strong. But he said, none of you are going to lose your life. None of you. But he says, you are going to come forth, but out of the ship may be battered, but you're going to be just fine. But I was thankful that he stood up. And God is going to have some people stand up today. They're going to stand. And I know I say this all the time. People think, oh, the world's so bad. We haven't even seen nothing yet. I think it's going to get so bad. That bridal remnant, the faithful remnant that he always has, she's going to come out of it. She's going to come out. Why? Because the word of God said so. I will keep you out of that hour. And we have to believe what God has said. Not when we see the trials or not when we see whatever's going to happen in the world, the government or whatever. We just have to keep our eyes on the Lord. We have to believe him. We talked about our children, how much we love them. We want the best for them. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes stayed upon him because that's where your quietness and your rest is going to be. And if he lays them on your heart, you get on your knees before God and you cry out to him before the throne of grace. Come boldly. That's why he put it, the open door for us to enter in. I want to look over today at, in 2 Corinthians, we're not going to go there, but 2 Corinthians 4:18, look at the things that you cannot see, which is to the normal man, the most craziest thing to tell him. Well, just believe in what you can't see. He said, those things are going to be eternal. It's going to work a work of glory in your life. But he said, look at the things not seen and don't look at the things that are seen because they're only temporal. All these trials, all these things and things you may have in the natural. God didn't say you can't have them. But he said, don't get your heart on those things. He'll bless his people. You know, I believe that in the one passage where he's talking about the food and the raiment, he said, you know, don't seek after those things. You seek righteousness. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Put him first. All those things can be added unto you. He can add anything. And I've been doing a message, but I haven't got it yet, but it's all about adding, subtracting, multiplication, mathematics with Christ. And there's so much in that. But I want us today to go over because if one man had to look at the things that were not seen and choose to believe God in every area of his life. He had to be brought to the place, and he had to see all these different circumstances. But you're going to see God was faithful to his word. 1 Kings chapter 17. This is Elijah when he was fed by the ravens. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, and I looked it up in the Strong's, and it was a heap of witness, a heap of testimony, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." What a testimony, guys. Ours is, "I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he liveth. And that's how I stand. There shall not be dew, there won't be rain these years." And if you go over to James, you'll see where he prayed for it not to rain. But then he prayed for it to rain. There's a time. "But according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," and I want you to think about this, even in the book of Genesis, the word of God, in the beginning, was the word there? In the beginning of a new creation life, was the word prominent in the beginning of everything? Is the word of God what is inspiring each one of us and taking us day by day and moment by moment? "Get thee hence, because the word of the Lord came," and he talked to him. Here's what he says to Elijah. And Elijah speaks of first-rank believers. "Get thee hence. Move. Depart. Get thee hence. Turn eastward. Hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is before Jordan." And Cherith means the cutting away. It's a separation. "And it shall be," now hear the word of the Lord, "and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and have command, I have." And I thought, wow, Lord, look at that. God even can tell the ravens what they're to do. God said, "I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." And a raven is a dirty bird. So even think of the flesh and all these different things that are around us. They're bread for us. If God allowed it, we can be strengthened just by knowing God's word, being tried. Who's this of? Is this of God or is this of man? So he went, Elijah, let's see, did he step out by faith? Did he believe what God, the Lord God, had said to him? He went and he did according unto the word of the Lord. I'm glad he did, because those ravens and the brook that's going to be there, that is the Lord God sustaining him. That's him sustaining him. So he went and he dwelt by that brook Cherith, which is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread, just like God said they would. But look what they brought. Bread and flesh in the morning. So they got the meat, and they got bread, and they have the brook to drink, the water. But the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, while that brook dried up. What would you do if that was what was sustaining you? You see, I'd go, "Lord, there has been no rain. You know, we don't have rain. Now the brook's dried up. How am I going to drink?" He doesn't say that. Why? Because God is the one who said, "I will take you. I'm going to do this." He's going to provide. And that's who's going to provide for each one of us. It came to pass, after a while, that brook dried up. So don't put your confidence in the brook. You put your confidence in the one who said the brook was going to be there for you to drink, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he provided drink once, he can do it again, because there had been no rain in the land. Okay, so we go on to verse 8. Notice again, the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, Elijah, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded. Remember, I have commanded the ravens to feed you, and I'm the one who put the brook there. Well, the same one is saying, I have commanded a widow woman. The least you would think of, a widow, has no husband to take care of her, which really, according to Scripture, I love it because Paul said, take care of them. And we have to answer to the Lord, are we taking care of the widows? The widow woman there to sustain thee. She's going to sustain thee. It looks like she's sustaining. Who's really the one who's sustaining? She will be the one who puts it in your hand. Elijah, you may be the person who speaks, but it doesn't matter. Only God can bring the increase. So he arose and he went to Zarephath. He did it again. And when he came to the gate of the city, right there, behold, a widow woman. She was there and she's gathering sticks. And he called to her. And he said, would you fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink? You know, I thought of Rebecca. Would you give me to drink? Willingly. Oh, yes, I'll give you to drink. I'll give to drink all your camels, all these trials, all these tribulation, whatever. Rebecca was willing to feed those camels or to give them a drink. What about Jesus when he was at the well and the woman comes out there, the Samaritan woman, I think it was, he was in Samaria. She comes out and he said, would you give me to drink? Very simple things, but very powerful things. He said, would you fetch me, I request of thee, a little water? See, he didn't say, give me all you got, give it all to me. He said, just a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I don't have a cake, but a handful. That's all I've got. Well, little is much when God is in it. We're only required to give what we have. If just a cup of water, if just a cup of water, this looks like, oh, well, he just went and got some water for the one who was speaking. That is not how God sees it. You get up here and see if one of those aren't here in the meeting. And you don't have your water. You'll see how important it is. He said, I'm gathering two sticks, she did. Because she said, I don't have a cake. I only have a handful, which is not very much, in a barrel. And a little oil in a cruse. So you think of a barrel. And she only has a little bit, a handful of meal in a barrel. And a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I can go in and dress it for me and for my son that we can eat. And after we eat, that we may die. That don't sound like much hope. Where did you get that little bit of meal? Where did you get that oil? Where have you gotten your food? Where have you gotten your sustenance from? Is it only a dollar that you have? And the Lord asks if you give that dollar? Well, I can't give that dollar, Lord, because that's all I got. And then I won't be able to do such and such. And he says, it is I that giveth ye. I gave this to you. And I don't run out. There is no lack. The saints do not lack when God is in control. He said, I'll always be there. You won't have to beg for anything. And I don't know what's ahead. But just remember, my people will not beg for bread. He didn't say what kind of bread you'd get or what you're going to get. But if he supplies it, we just say, Lord, thank you, and bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. Elijah said to her, "Fear not." You know, when you have no hope and you think that's all you've got left, and you're going to eat it and your son and you are going to die. "Fear not," Elijah says. "Don't fear. Go in and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first." Give God the first part. "Just give me the cake first and bring it to me, and after make for thee and your son." Okay, that is not the words this woman spoke. She said, "I'm going to make it because there's only going to be enough for me and my son." No, Elijah, he sees something different. He's not looking at the little and the little and a handful. He's looking at the Lord, his God. He said, "You go in and you make this for me, bring it to me, and then go in and get some for you and your son." Why did he say that? "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail." When? Exact time. "Until the day that the Lord sends the rain upon the earth." You know, up to this point, there had been no rain. And I did look it up. And you go into the concordance and you see it. And it will say a Geshem rain. And it's G-E-S-H-E-M. "The Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." Where? Upon the earth. Where is it needed the most? Everything is dry. I always told my husband one time when he was talking about, "Yeah, but everything in Burlingame is so dead." And I said, "Hey, all the more the word of God needs to be preached. Bring alive the town. Make it alive. Let Jesus live. God can bring an increase." And as I looked at this, he said, "The barrel of meal is not going to waste, the cruse of oil." But he's looking through the eyes of God. He's believing what God said. And she went. She did according to what? What Elijah said. Well, she must have believed him as a man of God. She said, "Okay, I'm going to do it." She went out. She did according to the saying of Elijah. Really, it's God. Because Elijah was speaking according to the word of God. And she and he and her house did eat many days. Not just that day. Not just that moment. Many days they ate from that little handful of meal. You see, but really, that's not what they were doing. They were eating from the hand of God who blessed it and sustained them. "The barrel of meat wasted not." Well, that's the word of God, and it's being shown. But you see, the evidence was that Elijah believed God. "The barrel of meat wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." Elijah is going to give truth. Now, it's up to the widow woman whether she wants to accept it, take it, or reject it. That is not on Elijah's part. He does not have to convince her. He's responsible to one person, God. And I tell you what, when you really lay hold of that, when God shows you, you must stand on that truth. You must, if he says give it, you give it. Because God is not going to let it return void. That is hope beyond what you see, beyond what you hear. You just choose to believe God for it. "She did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And that, of course, the meal did not waste, the cruse of oil did not fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Little as much when God is in it. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman and the mistress of the house fell sick." Okay, now they're sick. Remember now, her words before was, "We're just going to eat our last meal and we're both going to die." "Came to pass after these things, the son of the woman and the mistress of the house, they got sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. Where did he get the breath in the first place? You see, sometimes we take for granted little things of, I can breathe. Ask someone who has asthma, what does it feel like to have asthma? What does it feel like if you can't breathe? Well, he had no breath left in him, so he died. And she goes to Elijah. What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come to call my sin to remembrance, to slay my son? What sin? What? Nobody's even talked about anything she's done wrong. But something's going on in her life and in her heart. Elijah is there. She said to Elijah, what do I have to do with you, O man of God? Are you come to call me, to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, I love these words, give me your son. Just give him to me. And he took him out of her bosom and he carried him up to the loft where he abode and he laid him upon his own bed. And I love it. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is going to avail much. And he cried to the Lord. Here he is. Put the Lord first, not the circumstance. You just bring the child, but go to the Lord. He cried to the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, has thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself over the child three times. Three in the scripture speaks of resurrection. And he cried to the Lord and he said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come in to him again. And what happens? Does the Lord hear our cry? He said, morning, noon, and night, you can call upon him. He said, call unto me. I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things. The Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came in unto him, and he revived. Elijah took the child, brought him down out of the chamber into the house. And he delivered the son to the mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know you are the man of God. But you see, she already had enough proof. But oh, for her son to be healed and raised up again. Now by this I know thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth, and it's truth. That, I love that part. We're going to go to one more verse, and it says, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show yourself unto Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. I will send rain upon the earth. And I encourage you to go in and look at the different types of rain and what they're for. And if the Lord ever chooses for me to do a lesson, I will. But so far, he has not done that. I believe we have to do it in his time and his order. But every time you see the word rain, it's not the same rain. There are many rains in the scripture, but they're all not the same rain. We look at rain and we think, oh, the power of the Holy Ghost, the upper room. But there's many different types of rain and what it's used for. And a lot of times farmers, I just got notes from one woman who gave a sermon and she talked about the rains. And I went, she did? Because I don't really ever hear that. But she did a sermon on the rains, and she compared it to her husband, the farmer, and what the rain did in the different seasons and times. And it was she has a beautiful message of it. I wish I would have been there to hear it, because the notes are kind of like my notes. They're hard to read. But I'm thankful that God is still making sure his people understand his word and what the reins mean. You know, that's a good topic. Maybe I'll tell Jane. That'd be a good topical study. The rain. You know, what does it really mean? You know, and all ears open to truth. I want to hear what it is and when it is. And it's no new truth, because it's right here. It's written in the book. I read it right out of the Word of God. And if you look, it'll show you, it'll tell you to go to James 5:17. It'll tell you to go to 2 Kings 17:1, where we already were, and Luke 4:25. So it's going to take you to the Word. It's going to keep connecting all the dots. And the Word of God is going to be rightly divided. And that's all I want. I think the reason why I haven't spoke on this myself is because I want to make sure exact before I say anything more than what he's already showed me. So just be praying that if it's the Lord's will, that that will be done. But I know that he can use anyone to bring forth that truth. Let's all stand for a word of prayer and dismiss. And remember, let's look at the things that are not seen. Those things are eternal. Well, if you think about the things that you weren't able to see in the scripture and God gave you a revelation, that was for eternal benefit and eternal glory. Amen. Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus that you will bless this word that's gone forth, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that we will search the scriptures and we will know, Lord, and be able to rightly divide the truth. And Father, get the times right of when this was happening. And Lord, I just thank you for the encouragement of Elijah and how he was right there. He did everything according to your word, but most of all, that he put you first. He always asked from you. He got his counsel from God. And I ask you, Lord, that you just continue to lead and guide your people. Make them ready for the soon coming of the Lord. Father, you said you put those desires in our heart. And they've got the desire. They want to know you in a greater way. Then you will also perform the thing and bring it to pass, and I praise you for it, because we know, Lord, it is God's, both to will and to do, his good pleasure. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.